This week on the GPP Activism and Corporate Governance Newsletter, activist president promises to rein in beef and egg prices and proxy advisors. In another example of his muscular and unconventional presidency, President Trump's White House has discussed ways to cut off at the knees the influence of ISS and Glass Lewis, hated by the likes of Elon Musk and Jamie Dimon and everyone else, and the big three asset managers. The WSJ reported that the White House is discussing ways to defang the big three, State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, by imposing so-called mirror voting, which would require their shares to be voted in proportion to how other shareholders vote, the ultimate move in passive investing. In addition, according to a separate Wall Street Journal report, the FTC has launched an antitrust investigation into the two proxy advisors to probe whether their recommendations on shareholder proposals constitute unfair methods of competition. There is no shortage of critics of the proxy advisor duopoly, and the Squawk Box team had an interesting discussion on the topic Wednesday morning with Chevron CEO Mike Wirth. Wirth shared he believes that the proxy advisory system is broken and ripe for reform. That sentiment was echoed by the soon-to-be nonagenarian activist Carl Icahn, who told the journal's Cara Lombardo that with the help of ChatGPT, he is preparing a white paper focused on curbing index fund voting power, which he argues has made it impossible for activists to win proxy fights. Icahn plans to urge Congress or President Trump to act on the matter. Ann Lipton, University of Colorado law professor, told Dealbook that increased regulatory pressure makes it more likely proxy advisors will now recommend with management. Gordon Haskett noted that any White House executive orders along these lines could give activists the gift they have pined for. If imposed, they wrote, such measures would make activist campaigns a lot more viable by neutralizing the roughly 25% voting bloc controlled by passive funds. Starting in 2027, Glass Lewis said it would halt the House view on a particular proxy vote and instead tailor its recommendations to client needs. In his Squawk Box appearance, Chevron's Wirth struck a more measured tone, praising asset managers for so-called pass-through voting, creating vehicles that allow people to vote their own shares, while acknowledging that this is a discussion that still needs to unfold. Looking ahead, we're excited about Columbia Law School's Milstein Conference on M&A and Corporate Governance taking place Friday, November 21st at the school's leafy Morningside Heights campus. Registration is required. In activism news, the Financial Times reports that Paul Singer's $78 billion hedge fund told investors its size remains an advantage despite long-term returns slipping behind the S&P 500 for the first time in over 20 years. Elliott gained 4.7% in the first 9 months versus 15% for the index, and stated any shortfall reflects market factors, not scale. Breaking more activist news, David Keohane and Leo Lewis of the FT write that Elliott has built a stake of nearly 5% in Toyota Industries and is opposing Toyota Motors' 4.7 trillion yens, $30 billion, plan to take the subsidiary private. Elliott stated that the offer very significantly undervalues the forklift and auto parts maker and criticized the deal's transparency and governance. Reuters reports that in the latest turn in a years-long campaign for change, Biglari Capital announced that major proxy advisors ISS and Glass Lewis are urging Cracker Barrel shareholders to vote against some incumbent board members amid a turbulent year for the company. In deal news this week, the M&A party has only just begun. That is the takeaway from Barron's Jacob Sonnenschein, who notes that global M&A has reached $3.68 trillion in 2025. Up 42% from this time last year, and that the deals landscape is showing signs of continued momentum over the next few years. Reuters Breaking Views reports that Pfizer clinched its $10 billion deal to acquire Metsera after the FTC discouraged Novo Nordisk's rival bid amid concerns the proposed structure was designed to avoid antitrust review. Amy Donnellan discusses how America First and tougher U.S. oversight are redefining cross-border pharma M&A. Onto corporate governance, Coinbase's chief legal officer, Paul Gruel, pens an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal explaining the company's reincorporation to Texas, which he states is mainly due to unpredictable outcomes in Delaware. In what he calls an inflection point in corporate law, Coinbase has chosen Texas for its governance flexibility and legal predictability. In a recent memo published in Harvard's Law School Forum on CorpGov, lawyers from Fried Frank noted that the latest Activision Blizzard case in front of the Delaware Court of Chancery, which is colloquially called Activision 2, reflects a tougher stance in the court's approach towards boards that defer to a conflicted CEO in a sale process, exposing even independent directors to potential liability. In a recap of the recent 2025 Corporate Governance Forum in New York published by Governance Intelligence, experts emphasized that modern corporate governance is increasingly strategic, communication-driven, and shaped by increasingly politicized external pressures. Companies were urged to treat proxy statements as narrative tools, prepare proactively for activism, and maintain clear, fact-based engagement as political tensions increasingly influence board decision-making. Finally, the UK's corporate governance watchdog now allows non-executive directors to be paid partly in shares, a move meant to attract top boardroom talent and align incentives more closely with shareholders, as reported by FT's Lex, in the land of public offerings. In an analysis for CNN, Alison Morrow discusses the recent news that OpenAI is considering going public, noting that OpenAI isn't going public, not in 2026 anyway, maybe not ever. Citing the headwinds, including regulatory challenges of going public, the article discusses how CEO Sam Altman likely prefers the private market, especially for raising capital, while the company continues to try and turn a profit. In what could be one of the first IPO filings after the government shutdown ended, travel and leisure booking platform Klook Technology filed in New York, reports Bloomberg. The company, which is seeking to raise $300 million to $500 million, is backed by major investors including SoftBank and Goldman Sachs, and has plans to trade on the NYSE under the symbol KLK. From our desk to yours. As our readers know, the GPP team is always on the hunt for the next great restaurant. We have been waiting anxiously for one of our top barometers for this with the Infatuation's annual NYC's Best New Restaurants list, and the results are in. The guide offers 14 restaurants that span the city both in terms of geography, from Chinatown to Williamsburg to Astoria to cuisine, from pizza and cheesesteaks to Moroccan to Vietnamese. Topping the list this year is Smithereens, an East Village seafood restaurant clocking in at a 9.2 on the Infatuation scale. The ratings means it is best of the best, which is why you need to work hard to get a reservation. Another fan favorite, which we told you about before it was popular, was Bridges in Chinatown, clocking in at 9. Showcasing the GPP team's culinary chops and illustrating the strength of this list, we have already been to Danny and Coop's and highly recommend it. The Sandwich Shop, which is the brainchild of co-owners Bradley Cooper and Danny DiGianpietro, brings a taste of Philadelphia with cheesesteaks that could easily be two full meals. Lastly, what could be more fun for actual New Yorkers than a bagel fest? Well, this Sunday, November 16th at Citi Field, join the 6th annual New York Bagel Fest for the best bagels, smoked fish, Acme, schmear, and other delicacies. In no way is this a backdoor way to get Yankees fans to the home of the Mets. In People Moves this week, Diageo's interim CEO Nick Giangianni will return to his role as CFO as Diageo announces Sir Dave Lewis as chief executive. Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan will take the lead on artificial intelligence as its CTO Sachin Katty leaves after a six-month tenure for a role in AI infrastructure at OpenAI. We have three upcoming events to keep on your calendar. November 21st, Columbia Law's Milstein Center, Conference on M&A and Corporate Governance, New York, New York. December 9th, Bloomberg Activism Forum, New York, New York. February 2-3, WSJ Invest Live, West Palm Beach, Florida.